Yesterday, we went to Wakulla Springs, one of the largest and deepest freshwater springs in the world. We took a pontoon boat down the crystal clear Wakulla River. Alligators sunned on the riverbanks, turtles basked in shiny colonies on deadwood. Manatees grazed in the eelgrass. I felt like I was floating on a dream. I want to go back to Wakulla right away. There were birds everywhere, all kinds of tropical-type birds, white ones and blue ones, striped ones, ones with red beaks, sleek black ones, snake-necked anhingas drying their wings, snowy egrets, white ibis, teal, and moorhen. Bald cypress stood like sentinels in the river, trunks webbed like the flying buttress on a Gothic cathedral drenched in Spanish moss, pocked by centuries. Bulrushes and white spider lilies, big yellow swallowtail butterflies, great blue and little blue heron, turkey vultures and common merganser, all kinds and colors of damselflies and iridescent dragonflies, purple gallinule, swanee cooters, snapping turtles, bony alligator gar, and schools of fat striped mullet. We didn't even get to see the white-tailed deer or wild turkey, the bald eagles or osprey, the North American river otter, or those noisy apple snail-eating limpkin. But they're supposed to be there most of the time. So I want to go back. They say when the river is really clear, you can see the fossilized remains of a mastodon resting on the river bottom.